Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, August the 17th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, which is where I live. I live here in Midland, Michigan, and it's so great to have you with us, and we're just so glad to be coming to you. And one of the goals of this program, it was something I was just thinking about just today. And one of the things I was thinking about was something I haven't said in a little while. What that is one of the goals is to try to change the world through faith and radio. You say, what do we mean by that? Well, this show is called The Miracle Man. The Miracle Man. We believe that in order to get miracles, receive miracles from the Lord, you need faith. We know the Bible tells us that what faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. So that's why we talk about faith on this program from time to time. In addition, we use the medium of online radio to get a message out there. So even though it's online, it's digital, it is still radio, albeit digital radio, coming to you on blogtalkradio.com. I tell you, listeners, that it's a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone, your smart device. And when I say that, I really mean it. It's not just a play on words. When I say it's a smart thing to listen to this radio program on your smartphone, I really mean it. And so I stand by that when I say that. It's not just something that I kind of say to kind of be this little Mr. Boogla Hoogla. Nope. It's not why we do that. And so tonight we'll get into the word. We're going to be talking about blind Bartimaeus. And that's and what happened with there and that and how he had all that faith. And so it was just something that was on my heart. Because at times I have talked about what this show is about, why it is, how it is, and another thing I want to mention to you that we believe, that I believe here as the Miracle Man, I believe that we are real people. We have real problems. But you want to know what? Even though we're real people and we have real problems, We serve a real God. And our God is able. Our God is able, more than able, to deliver us, to heal us. And he is our ever-present help in time of need. And so, it's a great thing to serve the true and living God. It really is. And I was just out today on the pontoon boat up in Cadillac in northwestern Michigan today. We went on a boat ride with my grandpa and my cousin and her children, and it was just good to be with them, and it was just thought, you know, how awesome our God is. And he made the sun, he made the stars, he made everything. And so he even made the waters. And what I mean is he gathered the waters into lakes, seas, oceans. Now, the man-made lakes, that's different. But and I know sometimes in the summer, some of us, when it gets real hot outside, we can think, oh, the sun. How hot it is and stuff. But at the same time, you look up at it and you go, oh, well, the Lord made that sun. That's the way I look at it. There's times when I may be out there and it may be super, super, super humid, and I may be like, well, I wish the humidity was lower, but I never go after the sun. In fact, I like to tease my mom, and I like to win at the suntan all the time. Even though my mom likes to tease me and try to tell me that I need to be whitewashed whenever I go in the sun, that I should be whitewashed. Like whenever I go to the city pool, or whenever I go to the beach, whenever, you know, during the summer, this time, she likes to tease me and tell me that I should whitewash. Sorry, Mom, that's not how it works. But just having fun with it. You know, you got to have a sense of humor. You got to be able to laugh. Sometimes with whatever's going on, you just need to be able to, at times, just take a look at the funny side. You really do. Like Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. He made these garden gnomes of Dr. Fauci. And don't know all the details about these garden gnomes, but I understand it's real hilarious. And So, in case you didn't know from last night, the Midland Fair, Midland County Fair here in Midland has started. I did go last night to look at the Midway. There was a decent amount of people there. And as for the rides, I would say decent. You may wonder, well, Miracle Man, why can't you say awesome? Well, there was a ride that was there in 2019, the first year ever that it was there. It was called the Star Dancer. And it rotated at a 360 angle. My brother's here. He could maybe help me with this. Ray, did the G-Force go at a 360 angle?
360-degree rotation.
Yeah. Did the G-Force go in 360? Okay, so there was another ride like one to two years after the last Midway, like when you were in the internship and you were there with the sailors. I don't think you went down to the Midway. I don't think you wandered down to the Midway, did you? And you did see that thing that was called the Remix. That doesn't sound kind of familiar. Was that thing also going in 360?
If it is the one that I'm thinking of, it rotated 360-degree rotation while swinging back and forth as a pendulum.
So the Remix was on a pendulum. The G-Force was something else.
Correct. Yes, they are different.
They're different, but they both were on a 360 rotation.
Yes.
What rotation is the Freak Out on? It's not a 360, though.
I'm not sure which one the Freak Out is.
We rode it together for years before the G-Force and Remix came out. We rode it for years.
Sit down with it?
Yes.
Over arm straps?
Yep, they strap you in. It's one of the ones that go kind of high up in the air.
One swings 360 degrees as well as travels on a pendulum. Similar to the Remix.
Similar, but just a little bit less of a...
Less intense, I think, than the Remix.
Oh, yeah. Yep, less intense. But anyhow, folks, if you were listening last night, I had kind of mentioned to you how the companies had evolved over the years. I could not talk about the big rides of the 1990s because I was too little back then to ride them. And at the time, and so, the Freak Out's there, the Star Dancer is not, the Ring of Fire is not there. Obviously, the G-Force got sold. There's a Starship 3000. I remember the Starship 2000, but I've never seen a 3000. I've heard of a 3000. In fact, there's a 4,000. I feel like they're meant to be sort of like the same thing, but different names. And obviously, different rod companies do, will name different things kind of different. And some have different concepts of rides. That's what I've noticed. And keep in mind, this is the third carnival company that I have been with this summer. Because I was at shows with Big Rock in rather than name these small towns, I'll go by region. So I went to one Big Rock fair in the Detroit region, and also one in the Saginaw region. The one I went to in the Detroit region, I only rode two rides. The Saginaw region, it was only $10 to get into the fair, and it included Midway. And that was a lot of fun. I was also with Maple Leaf Amusements, here in Midland back in Majoon. At which one I would say was the lamest of them all. The person who I was with last night, we thought the freakout was a little bit more intense than the freakout that we remembered. She thought, at least. I did not ride it yet. If I do not ride it tomorrow, then I will ride it on Thursday. Thursday, by the way, is the other cheap ride opportunity day. That is the day where you can get a wristband from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. for $20 per person for the wristband. Pay one price, ride part-time. The other option you have is the pay one ride all, but it's $30, which is a bit steep. That's a bit steep, Ray, for a midway that I call decent. 30. Don't you think that's a bit steep for one that I call decent and not necessarily great? It's a bit steep, don't you think? The midway of 2013 Midland Fair, that was like my dream carnival midway. I had been to one in Ionia like 4 weeks prior that had all the same rides plus a couple of other large ones. Those other large ones, though, were a bit smaller than the Remix or the G-Force, but were still a lot of fun. They were still a lot of fun. One was a rave, like Gravitron type thing, but another company brought theirs instead. The other one was a ride that we did not have anything like, and it was called the Air Raid, which was meant to be like the spin-out. A ride that I believe we would have had in the 2001 to 2003 time frame when we had wave shows. There is actually a museum dedicated to the carnival industry that is in the Tampa, Florida area, but it was closed when I was there in Tampa this past March. My hope is that if I go this next year, like in the winter or whatever, that it is open. Because I enjoy the carnival industry and, you know, how it evolves and that. And what I mean when I say carnival, I don't mean it like in like a bad way at all. I'm talking about the equipment, the rides, per se. You know, obviously over time they've changed. Some of the game people can be fascinating. And there's this one lady who is running this water gun game. And last night, I remember 2 years ago, I ran into her at Midland Fair. I had also ran into her at the IX Indoor Amusement Park, which was an indoor carnival event in Ohio. One of the only indoor carnivals that there are. And I remember her saying, fun. Come on. Family fun with the water gun. Family fun with the water gun. And I could tell she's an older lady. Well, she was there tonight. I didn't say hi to her yet. I'm sure I will this week. I hope she remembers me after the hiatus of last year. So, and I remember when we had Play World, I kind of got to know a little bit about a few of the guys that ran some of the different rides, especially one guy who ran the G-Force. And then there was this lady who ran this game called the High Striker. You had to ring the bell, get a certain way, you could get a prize. It's supposed to be a tough game. But, yeah, just, you know, I think it's fun. And so, let me just check the time real quick. Now, moving right along. Fair continues now through Saturday. All right, let's get down to business. A couple of house things I want to mention to you about. These are two normal announcements. But first, I want to mention to you the flea market at Living Word Church on Saturday. And it really is a blessing. If you're in need, you know, just head on out there on Saturday morning and take a look. Everything that's out there that'll be in a giant tent is free. There's furniture, there's clothing, there's appliances, there will be appliances, there'll be backpacks that'll be given away. There'll be children's bikes that you can enter into a drawing for. And it's just a blessing. Living Word Church is at 2010 North Stark Road, one mile north of US 10. Exit 10 and go a mile north, and you'll see the church. All right. The other two things I want to mention real quick. Number one, I want to mention to you our book, Rivers of Miracles. It tells the story of the first 30 years of my life and all the different miracles, you know, that I've had in my life. It talks about the battle, but also talks about the victory. And how many of you know, listeners, the victory is greater than the battle? If you remember nothing else from tonight, remember that. The victory is greater than the battle. And when I say that, I really mean it. It's not just something I say. It's something I say and I mean it. That the victory really is, truly is, greater than any battle that you will face at any time. Thank you, Father God, for that. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, how you can purchase the book, and how the book can be a blessing to your life. Now, I want to mention to you also PayPal. If you want to sow a seed, if you believe that the Miracle Man Show has been a blessing to you, if it's made a difference for you, if it's encouraged you, strengthened you, then I want you to consider sowing a seed into the Miracle Man Show. Whatever amount of seed that you'd like to sow is between you and God. You can go online to paypal.com. When you get to the website, paypal.com, you'll see you'll have the search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla, which is my first and last name. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, the R in Rivers is capitalized, and then Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. The S in Shukla is also capitalized, just like the R in Rivers. Also, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So when you get to PayPal, you get in the search bar, the name you will type in is Rivers Shukla. And then you can sell whichever amount you want to sell, whether you want to sell a penny, whether you want to sell a dollar, whether you want to sell $10, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, you know, whatever, seed. And the principle that I want you to sow on tonight is the principle of the Lord does not look on the amount that you give. He looks on the heart that you give. He looks at the heart. If I have $50 to give, and I give 20. But then the other person has $100 to give. No, the other person has $20 to give, but they give 10. Then in that case, God looks higher on the one who gives the 10 rather than the 20, because the one who gave the 10 gave the was from more of the heart. So the Lord looks on the heart, not just on the dollar amount. Ultimately, He looks at the heart. And that's just the principle that I want you to stand on tonight as you sow your seed into the Miracle Man Show. All right. We're going to sing a few songs, and then we're going to get into the word for tonight. So, it's gonna, like I said, it's going to be a good one. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will worship, hail you as King. I will trust you. I will trust you alone. I will lift up my eyes to your throne. And I will serve you. I'll give you everything. You everything. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will bow down and hail you as King. I will trust you, serve you. I will give you everything, and I will lift up my eyes to your throne, and I will trust you. I will trust you alone. I trust you alone. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we are the ones called by your name. Lord, we are the ones called by your name. Renouncing every sin and wicked way. Lift our voice, lift our hands and sing. Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let the fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. Lord, we are the ones called by your name. Lord, we humble ourselves now as we pray, renouncing every sin and wicked way. Lift our hands. We lift our voice and sing, Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit, let the fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me, Lord, send the rain, pour out your spirit. Let your fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me. Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let your fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. Lord, send the rain. Pour out your spirit. Let your fire fall. Heal us one and all. Fall fresh on me. Let your fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me. Let your fire fall, heal us one and all, fall fresh on me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Mm-hmm. presence is all I need. It's all I want. It's all I seek. And without it, without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need. And without it, without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. Your presence is all I need. It's all I want. It's all I seek. And without it, without it, there's no meaning. Your presence is the air I breathe, the song I sing, the love I need. And without it, without it, I'm not living. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other name be lifted high. There will be no like you, no one beside you. Alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, and no one beside you. Alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no one like you, and no one beside you. Alone, worthy of all praise. There will be no like you, no one beside you. Alone, worthy of all praise. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. No other's name be like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is another name be lifted high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high, and I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no other name be lifted high. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no one like you, God. I will exalt you, Lord. I will exalt you, Lord. There is no other name be lifted high. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We exalt you, Lord God, above all else. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are to us, for what you are to us, for what you mean to us. We just thank you, Lord God, for that you are with us in our lives. It's great to serve you, the King. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You never lead us, you never leave us, and you never forsake us. And you do lead us, Lord God. And I just thank you that your hand is upon us, guiding us, leading us, not letting us go astray. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your grace, for your salvation, oh God. You're just so awesome. You're just so awesome. And you're just omnipotent, all-knowing, and I'm just so grateful that you are the Lord. I'm just so grateful to you, Lord God, for that, for what you are, for who you are to us. And thank you, Lord God, that you minister to each one of us, to every listener who has tuned into this program tonight, that you minister to them. And you know every need that is represented. I pray that you meet every need that is represented, that you heal all sickness, you heal all disease, you straighten everything out that needs to be straightened out in every area of our life. Thank you that you just minister to us, that you calm that storm that is raging against us. You just calmed these storms. And I thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you just move mightily on our behalf. Bless our time tonight in the Word as we study tonight. And Thank you, Lord, that none of your word is void. All of your promises to us are yes and amen. And I thank you so much, God, for that. That for your children, your promises are yes and amen. And I thank you so much for all of that, Jesus. And for your great power in us. And now I make my confession over this program tonight. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to the miracle, coming in to your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start with verse 13. Mark 10, 13. And that's where we're going to begin our word for the evening. And I want to encourage you to follow along. Verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Catch that, listeners? The kingdom of God belongs to those like little children. Verse 15. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, and he put his hands on them, and he blessed them. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before Jesus. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered, "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, Do not give false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. There is one thing you lack, he said. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were even more amazed, and they said to each other, then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and they said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. With God, all the things are possible. All things are possible with God. That's what Jesus is trying to tell them. You see that, listener? That's what Jesus is trying to show the disciples. You know, with man it's impossible to be saved, but with God everything is impossible. Verse 28. Peter said to him, we have left everything to follow you. I tell you the truth. Jesus replied, no one who has left home, brothers, sisters, mother, father, or children, or fields for me, for the gospel, will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age by homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Verse 32. They were on the way up to Jerusalem, with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. After he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed by the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death. They will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, and they will spit on him. They will flog him, kill him. And 3 days later, he will rise. Verse 35. And Jesus and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink from the cup that I drink, be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink of the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left hand is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so for you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant first. Whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Watch this now. Verse 46. Then they came to Jerusalem, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man named Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. He shouted all the louder, "Son of mercy, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." They called to the blind man, and they told him, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. "Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus along the road. So, folks, what you see here is this blind Bartimaeus. He didn't care what other people had to say. He did not care about the fact that other people were basically telling him, "Quiet. Get in the corner." They told him to be quiet. They pushed him back in that corner. He's out there on that roadside. He didn't care. He was shouting the first time. Then they push him. Then they tell him, you know, "Be quiet. Be quiet." When he heard that it was Jesus, when he hears, "Oh, by the way, Bartimaeus, by the way, Bart, that's Jesus coming by." That man did not just sit there and go, "Oh, okay." No. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." And when he did that, those people told him, "Be quiet." He shouted even louder. And Jesus had stopped, and he said, you know, "Call the blind. Whoever that man is back there, call him up, please." They tell him, you know, "Well, Bartimaeus, cheer up. You know, stand up to your feet. Let's go." He throws his cloak aside. And he goes up there. Jesus asks him, you know, "Well, sir, what is it you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus says, Well, Rabbi, Lord, I want to see. And then he said, your faith has healed you. He knew, Jesus knew that this blind man had faith. And mind you, before Jesus was going by, that man was sitting there begging, like they would do at the time. This is not the first blind man who was sitting at the roadside who was begging. There were other people outside too at the time. That lame man in Acts that was healed through Peter and John, he was outside of the temple. He was asking for alms. He was begging too. At the time, that was part of how they would get some of their livelihood, is they would beg. I'm not saying that it's good, not good, anything like that. I'm just pointing out that's why he was out there. He needed help. But then when he hears, oh, by the way, it's Jesus coming by. He knew that Jesus was the Son of David. And back then, it wasn't like today, like where you have access to Bibles, you know, even for those who are blind. You know, there's Bible in Braille, which I read you from. By the way, I'm believing for my eyesight to be restored. I don't mean to call myself blind by any... Sorry. But, you know, today, for those who are blind, you know, they have Braille Bibles. You know, you can hear that Bible on your phone. Even when I was younger, we had cassette tapes, then CDs, and other means to hear the Word of God. But back then, the Bible in its entire form, it wasn't like everyone could read the Bible. It wasn't like today. So he had heard somehow. And like I said earlier, he did not care. He decided that he was going to do whatever it took. Bart decided, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I don't care if they tell me to shut up. I don't care. I'm not worried about what other people think about me. And he decided, I am desperate for this miracle. I am desperate. I have been believing God. And I'm desperate. I'm not giving up. And I think I know what he's thinking. I'm in it to win it. I am in this battle to win. I am going to win. And when he saw that, when he was told Jesus is coming, he was excited. I don't think it was just all sobbing, angry. Oh, Jesus, you better do that right now or I'm not going to be happy with you. I don't think that for a second. He was happy that it was Jesus, and he was calling out in desperation. And some of you, maybe you're listening and you've been in a certain place for a while, need a miracle, but maybe you're like, I guess the Lord just wants me to be this way. Maybe I have this condition, but maybe it's just, I guess the Lord wants me to be this way. Maybe you're thinking I don't know. then you shouldn't be getting complacent. You should be desperate. You should be asking, you know, believing, confessing, you know, whatever it is that you're believing for, that manifestation that you believe in God for, in whatever area of your life, whether it's your finances, whether it's employment, whether it's, you know, a healing in your body, whatever area of your body it is. Maybe it's something in your mind. Maybe it's, can be all these different areas of your life. And you got to decide, you know, I'm desperate. And I'm going to ask Jesus. I'm going to call on him. And I'm going to do what he tells me to do. Some people, when Jesus healed them, as you'll find in some of the other miracles that Jesus did, in some of these other miracles you will find where Jesus gives very specific instructions for people to do. And Naaman even, God had told Naaman to go wash in that river 7 times. And he's like, are you sure I should go in that certain river? He's like, yep. Yep. He did it, and he got healed. The blind man in John, he went to the pool of Siloam, and he washed, and he came home seeing. And there was that long story, and he had all that explaining to do. He had to explain to all those people everything that had happened. And about the saliva on the eyes. And he explained, he was told, you know, go to Siloam and wash. He went to that pool, Siloam. He washed the saliva that they had poured on his eyes, and then he came home seeing. And when you think about these miracles, it just makes you think about the mysterious ways in which God works. And it really is mysterious. And it's not just something I kind of sit there and say. It truly is mysterious, the ways in which God will work, the ways in which God moves. And you don't necessarily always know why he works in those certain ways that he works when he does, moves in those ways. You don't necessarily know. We know that he works in those certain ways. And that's the cool thing about it. I mean, I think it's cool. I don't just think it's cool. I think it's awesome. I'm not just saying that. I honestly believe that it's wonderful the way he moves on our behalf. Amen. And it just is that great feeling. That great way which he moves on our behalf, for us, through us, and how he uses us. He moves through us, and Let me talk to you about something else. If you want to receive Jesus, you don't know him. You have to receive him like a little child. In that chapter that we were reading tonight, Jesus was the disciples saw these children that were trying to go up to Jesus, but the disciples were stopping them. And he basically told them, the disciples, he basically rebuked them in the same, guys, let these little children come up to me. And he's basically telling them, you know, these children want me. Let them come to me. And he's explaining to them that if they want to be saved, they have to be like this little child. In his eyes. You know, asking him to come in. And you just have to get to that place to where you're like, I need you, Jesus. I need you to come in. I need you to come in. I'm done being my own Lord. I need your help, Jesus. That's the place where you need to get in order to ask Jesus into your life and confess him as your Lord and Savior. And they say that most people who get saved do so before the age of 10. This is a huge reason why children's ministry is so important in the body of Christ. That's why children's church is such a key part of the ministry. And I was blessed to be saved before I was 10. Of course, not every young person is that lucky. Excuse me, that fortunate. Because I was brought up in a good Christian home, for which I am very grateful. And of course, in my life, with all the things I dealt with, we knew that God was the way when there seems to be no way. And it's true. God makes a way when there seems to be no way. He gives us strength for each new day. And, you know, he's your guide. He brings you closer to his side. And he makes a way when it doesn't seem like there's any way at all. And there's another scripture from which we read tonight where he's talking about these rich people entering the kingdom of God. And then God says, well, Jesus said, well, for man, certain things are impossible for man. But this is not the case with God. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Your healing is possible. Your deliverance is possible. For those who believe and say, I believe, his word is still the same. And so sometimes when you may think, you know, well, my circumstances, it's really hard, it's real difficult, I don't know. Well, with God, it's not impossible. With God, all things are possible. All. Yes. But not for man. With God, all things are possible. And he is the healer. He is the deliverer. And so and I don't know if you knew this or not. I've said this a couple times before. The motto for Ohio is, with God, all things are possible. And when I heard that, I love that. I love that. They said that. I love that a lot. I really do. So it's no wonder, I wonder if that's part of why it's my favorite place in America that's not in the South. At least of the places that I've been to that are not in the South, I would say Ohio's my favorite. But with football season approaching very soon, I will have to get back to that other name that I like to call that state, which is that state to the South. Because during football season, I don't dare reveal whose side I am on, whether I am on the side of Michigan Wolverines or I am on the side of the other guys. The one time when I admitted to being more on a certain side on the show a couple years back, I wish I hadn't done it. I wish I hadn't done it, but I did it, so not doing it again. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for blind Bartimaeus. We thank you for that faith that he had. We thank you that, I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners will take this word to heart tonight, and that when we go through life and we find ourselves needing these miracles in our lives, for those of us who need them, may we not get to that place of complacency. I guess I'm going to just be like this. May we say, nope. I call my body healed. I call my children free. I call, you know, my husband or wife or myself or whatever delivered from alcohol or whatever it is, the miracle that you believe in for, but this thing that you believe in for, that you would get to that place and say, I'm going to get my stuff. I'm going to get that miracle that I'm believing God for. And I pray that to help us believe, to help us trust, and not doubt, that we would always remember that all things are possible with you. All things are possible. That whatever is impossible for man, it is possible for God. And now, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, over our bodies. I pray for these listeners that are believing God for healings in their bodies. Thank you that you're healing my brother Ray of this thing that happened, this popping sound. We don't know what it is, you know, that he heard his body, or God. You know, though he doesn't know exactly what it is, you know what it is. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the healer. You're healing his body. You're healing my body too right now in your name, Jesus. Thank you for these listeners tuned in. I pray that you're healing their bodies. You're strengthening their bones. But thank you, Lord God, for I call our eyes healed. I call our feet healed. I call our backs healed. I call our ears healed. I call our lungs, our respiratory systems healed. I call our stomachs healed. I call our necks healed. I call every organ of our bodies healed. I call every vital sign, you know, blood pressure, blood sugar, you know, all the different vital signs, I call them normal. In the name of Jesus, in your name, Jesus, I thank you that pain goes and health flows into our bodies. In your matchless name, Jesus, amen and amen. And I pray, thank you, that for this word tonight, that we would put your word into practice and not just be a hearer of this word only, but we would be doers as well. And I give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now, real quick in sports, the Tigers tonight are starting a 3-game series with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at Comerica Park. Game's at 7:05 tonight and tomorrow night, and at 1:05 Thursday. You can hear the games on the radio or watch them on TV. Check local listings for details. All right, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.